The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com.
Here's Bill Meyer.
Hey, great to have you here this morning. Join in at 770-563-3770-KMED. One of the questions I wanted to address this morning, have you ever had a problem with a big denial of insurance claim for, especially medical? A lot of people are thinking that what was going on with United Healthcare last week, reprisal, not approving this, but I'm just saying I understand kind of where this ends up going. Parag Amin says he understands it too. The guy I was talking to last hour, a business attorney and business analyst attorney type, and he was talking about how often they would have to just write a letter because something which was completely covered in insurance was not, was being denied. And the whole goal is to, at least for some places, have somebody die before you have to pay off a pesky claim, right? Better. All right. Well, end of problem, right? Let me go to Ron. Ron's in Grants Pass. Hello, Ron. How are you doing this morning on the insurance issue? You have any experience you wanted to share about that?
Not personally, but I know people who have been in this kind of situation where they pay a significant amount and they get denied. Lawyers take up the argument. They go and they sue, and they sue for $1 million. The lawyer takes 50%, which is $500,000. But that's far in excess of the number of hours that they put into it. So there should be a sliding profit line for a lawyer. Like of $1 million, he gets 10%. Which would be $100,000 instead of $500,000, so that the party who's been damaged, and also I might say that the insurance commissioner should come in on the side of the party aggrieved, so that they can have the lawyer take the lawyers down if they get too expensive.
So it sounds like you have more complaints not with the insurance company, but with the attorneys that are going after the insurance companies, or what?
Yeah. Yes. In fact, if you look at the $400,000 difference between the $100,000 that they take and the $500,000 that they get, that increases the premium that you're going to pay. Everybody pays.
Yeah. But how would you end up then? How do you end up getting attorneys to take on the work? I think I understand both business models a little bit. The whole idea with insurance is that you pay, you share a risk pool, and then the whole idea is that you try to keep your payout on claims as low as possible in order to, A, make more money, and B, stay solvent. And if you're an attorney that is suing the insurance company, well, you have to end up fronting all the money if you're going to sue, because remember, if they lose, they don't get paid, right? Only if they win, they get paid. So if you're going to restrict what they can get paid, how do you get people to take on a tough insurance deal? I'm just asking your question.
They're not all limited to, a loss. A lot of times they couch it with some kind of a profit requirement up front that you have to pay a fee to even retain them.
Oh, okay. Because most of the time when I'm hearing about insurance, normally no one will take your case unless they think you can win. And then they have to pay all the expenses. And if they end up losing anyway, even if they think they'll win, then they lose money.
We had an experience with a bottom feeder type lawyer at one point, and they don't really care whether they make a lot of money, but they do make quite a bit of money. So it still comes out of your pocket to begin with, and then the insureds, those that are in the future going to pay premiums, because the insurance company can't take that loss, the punitive damages and those kind of things, without some kind of compensation. So insurance commissioner, I think, should come in and say, well, you guys are doing excessive fees, and it's far in excess of what that loss is.
Yeah, I guess it depends on which side of the accounting you are there, Ron, as to who you sympathize with. I appreciate the call, though. Thanks for making that. 770-563-3770-KMED. We go to line two. Hi, good morning. This is Bill. Who's this? Well, hello, Vicki. Good morning.
I just had a comment. I do know several people that have waited months to have their referrals when they've been referred to a specialist. Mm-hmm. And really, there's no, like your guest said before, they just give up after a while, and then they make the big money when the person ends up in the hospital, because of something that could have been treated months prior and then they don't get the treatment they need. So then now it's like tripled illness. And then I also had a comment about therapists. When COVID was going on, there was a crazy amount of counselors for the children, you know, for the kids. And when that kind of piddled out, now you can't, even when you have insurance, you can't hardly get your child into a therapist. And so they end up, you end up having to use the school counselors and therapists, which are unlicensed doctors who want to diagnose them with every mental illness and then pump, you know.
Yeah, well, I think what you're talking about at school, those are actually not therapists as much as counselors, right? A counselor is different from, I think, a psychiatrist, right?
Right. But I've in my family, there was a situation where someone was going to a school counselor and they diagnosed this person with every mental illness from, you know, schizophrenia to depression to ADHD to autism. I mean, every single thing that they could list as a mental illness, they listed. And then they wanted to give them all this medication, which actually is helping out the pharmacists or the pharmacies because they're pushing their poison, as far as I'm concerned, instead of actually being a counselor or therapist and working through these issues with the kids.
Okay, so the air then is to immediately go to the pill, to the happy pill first, right? Adderall,
exactly.
Something else. Okay, all right, that's an issue. 770-5633. Hey, thank you for the call there, Vicky. Good morning. Hi, who's this? Welcome.
Good morning, Bill. I just sent you an article by Martin Armstrong where it's an article about three or four days ago where he calls the insurance industry the number one fraud operating in America, and certainly been. I've seen it from the inside, and I tell you.
Well, give me your experience then, having been inside, because you've been a medical provider, and I don't think you're taking insurance coverage any longer, are you?
Oh no, I stopped. I divorced myself from all insurance companies about 15 years ago because it basically legalized racketeering, and you know it's a mixed bag, like what you're hearing there. Sometimes they cover it, sometimes they don't. But by and large, as long as the money's going from you to the insurance company, there's no problems. But when the reverse is supposed to happen, coming from them to you, there's considerations, and. I think you interviewed the good Dr. Deep, who's whatever her last name is, who's the head of the Association of Physicians and Surgeons, and she discussed about how the insurance companies are just horrible.
Yeah. Oh gosh, what was her name? Yeah, she ended up passing away not too long ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, I think she passed away, I want to say 2-3 months ago. It was. I was kind of shocked to read that. But,
really?
Yeah. I will not COVID though. It wasn't anything like that, right? But unless I'm thinking of now, I know Dr. Jane Orient. She's still doing just fine. I talked with her just a few days ago about that. Yeah, it is. There is certainly an imbalance of power because you know it's necessary if you're going to run an insurance agency like an insurance company needs to be run. You have to not just automatically approve claims either, because you know everyone's going to find a way to bleed you dry, and then you go broke, and then you're not able to insure anyone, right? You know, so there's two sides of this thing.
There really is, there have been enormous frauds that have been perpetrated upon the insurance companies. It's definitely a two-way street of fraud, but there's no rational balance between the two and no way to really establish that. One person told me that when she used to submit claims in Canada, she could fill it out on the size of a postcard. now to deal with any insurance company for claims and so forth, there's pages and pages and more pages of paperwork back and forth, and they basically try to paper you out of existence.
Now, is this person still in Canada, or is she here now?
No, she's down here.
Oh, okay, all right. Now, here's the deal. Now, remember, we have universal health care in Canada, as you well know. But even then, yeah, I think universal health care works really, really well in one respect and one respect only. I'm talking about kind of the routine bumps and bruises and broken bones and this, that, and the other. You agree on that? You can see how that, that works pretty well. Okay, you need to, get the broken bones set. Great. You go in there and you have your universal health care. Now, remember, universal health care has been approved by Oregon voters, and it's coming good and hard, whether people like you and me want it or not, right? That's what we have to look forward to, right? How we're going to pay for it, I don't know. They don't know either. But what we also have to remember is what it's like if you have some serious diseases in Canada. A lot of those people, if they have the means, they come to the United States of America for treatment and or diagnosis because the waiting is so long in Canada, just like it is in Great Britain and all these other places that have universal health care.
Yeah, they're basically bureaucratized health care.
But it's not all that different from the insurance company not wanting to pay, hoping that you'll die. And it's a kind of rationing of care when you have universal health care, too, because the only way you can provide unlimited treatment for everybody is if you have unlimited resources. Would that be a fair assessment, just reality?
That is certainly the truth.
Okay.
I know if universal health care comes to Oregon, I'm looking for the nearest exit because it's scary to think that the government could be in charge of your health care. With that, they could easily say, well, you need to take this shot. Yeah, it's experimental. We don't know what's in it, but we're mandating you take this experimental shot because it's for the good of everyone. So you have to do this.
Yeah.
I mean, I could see if you have universal health care without a universal bill of health rights, then you're looking at a real disaster because it could just be medical fascism, if you will. And that is a real concern.
Well, and we experienced medical fascism big time, during the COVID time.
Already.
Yeah, yeah. Already. Yeah. And I'll tell you, a medical tyranny, even if it's free, is still a tyranny. All right. Hey,
spot on,
all right. Hey, Tom, I appreciate the call. Thanks for that. 770-5633. We're talking insurance companies, and especially after what happened with United Healthcare CEO, I'm kind of surprised it hasn't happened before, this kind of thing. I'm not advocating it, but I understand the rage sometimes, the frustration with people. Hi, good morning. Who's this? Welcome, caller. Good to have you on.
Good morning, Bill. Michael Shaw. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Michael. Good to have you on. What are your thoughts on this particular issue?
Well, on healthcare stuff, let me tell you, my wife is English, and their universal healthcare killed her father, who had a heart condition. All the doctors agreed he needed a heart operation, who was put on a 10-month waiting list because the allocation of funds had been used up already. Who then had a massive heart attack, waited 45 minutes for an ambulance to show up, and died before he could get his surgery.
That's kind of going right to what I was talking about, that with universal health care, there is no everybody gets everything they need when they need it unless you have unlimited resources, and nobody has that, not even the government, right? Not even there in England.
And that's why so many of those patients from Canada and the U.K. and the Middle East and such fly to the United States for health care because they can buy it here. But the way to fix the insurance industry is really very simple, but Congress keeps screwing around with it. So right now, every state has their own insurance commission, and every state oversees their own providers and only allows certain things within their state under their own commission.
Very true. Yes.
So they do not allow cross-state like businesses to group together to get group discounts.
Now, I thought that there was some relaxing of that with Obamacare. Am I wrong about that?
No, it didn't go away.
Okay.
Okay. So being, you know, retail packaging and shipping stores, there's approximately 9,000 of us across the United States. So we could group together if we wish to join a group and then have this benefit of masses and negotiate a great policy, but we're not allowed to do that. So if you allowed cross-border competition and you allowed true competition in the insurance industry, they would have to compete for the clientele who would be looking for the best and most cost-effective care. It would change the whole industry overnight if you allowed those two things.
Well, I know that looking at the way the insurance industry, the actual insurance companies are structured right now nationwide in the healthcare world, when you look at their stock prices, you could be excused for thinking that they have an excuse to print money right now when you look at stock prices, given what has been going on there, right?
Well, I mean, they're making money. Oil companies are making money. Other people are making money. And I don't begrudge anybody making money. But if you think that they make too much profit, then having that nationwide competition will bring those profits down real fast as they have to be more aggressive in their pricing.
Well, isn't there an issue with the pre-existing condition?
Well,
still,
there is, and Obamacare eliminated that because you have to take them and such. So,
but you see, there you are forcing someone who is automatically, you're not insuring for a possibility. You're forced to take somebody on who already has it, and it's like, we're going to get some premium from them, but it's mostly just going to be an expense on the bottom line.
Well, industry, most life insurance policies will not pay out if you kill yourself within 2 years.
True. Okay.
Okay, so you have exemptions along that line. Now, the biggest downside in a lot of things is the cost of pharmaceuticals for catastrophic care. So you know that my wife's an oncology nurse. So there are oncology drugs that are so expensive, it is forcing independent hospitals to join up with larger Catholic or church-run hospitals to be able to afford to buy drugs. So they have to have literally tens of millions of dollars worth of drugs on hand to treat various different types of cancers, and that's a huge burden on their overhead, seeing that they don't get reimbursed at a reduced rate for 60 or 90 or 120 days.
Yeah, and if you're, and of course, even just the stocking of the drug would be expensive. And that's why I, like I said, I really do see both sides of this. I was talking last hour about how Linda had Keytruda denied by Blue Cross at the time. This was a few years ago when she was diagnosed.
Yeah.
And then Keytruda ended up, or whatever the company is, GlaxoKline or whatever, agreed to provide it. And she ended up being used as part of a study, I guess. They called it experimental, Blue Cross, that is, but it really wasn't. But,
right.
You know, she ended up getting it, and it worked really well. But I have to tell you, the kind of money, Steve, that
Mike.
Mike, I just forgot. I didn't write your name down. Normally I write them down, and here it is. I've talked to you for years, you know. Oh, well, I had a little bit of a semi-senior moment.
That's okay.
Yeah.
I'm not offended.
Yeah, but what ended up happening, Mike, just like your wife had talked about, every time Linda was receiving one of those Keytruda bags, it's like it comes in a little bag for the infusion center in the cancer bunker. That just that little bag was $30,000 every time.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Unbelievable the amount of money.
So you're talking about a drug that was not approved that the manufacturer then covered for her.
Yes,
my wife. My wife has a monthly shot for her asthma, and it's, I was going to say Oncolo or something like that, that is not approved by our insurance company, and she works for the hospital, and her insurance is through her employer, but it's not approved, so her manufacturer of that drug gives it to her free every month. So I understand what Linda went through. But the the pharmaceutical industry, I understand they have to make money as well.
That's right.
But there's got to be a balance there, and I'm all for capitalism. You know me. You know, make it rain with greenbacks.
Yeah, but it does feel rather out of whack right now because we don't. When it comes to insurance and also with the medical industrial complex, if you want to call it that, it's all operating within the government regulatory world, right? And so they're all granted privileges. And that's what we have to remember. The medical world is granted privileges. The insurance industry is granted privileges. The legal world is granted privileges in certain ways and on how to deal with it. And it's not really It's not really free. And it's like we're trying to find a way to Band-Aid another fix on top of badness that came from the past fix. Know what I mean? I think you do.
I do. One last point, and I'm not a big Mark Cuban fan.
Uh-huh.
You know, he has sort of stated his left-wing positions to the world and such, but Mark Cuban's pharmacy that he started up is a huge benefit to the oncology world. So drugs that were costing people $30,000, $40,000 from other sources, Mark Cuban's pharmacy are providing to them at $1,200 instead.
Yeah, that's what Cost Plus, the online pharmacy, right? I think it's what it is.
Yeah, I don't know the name of his pharmacy.
Yeah, and like I said, I disagree with Mark's policies and with politics too. All right, I think he's kind of a nasty individual, but he did a great thing with that online pharmacy. He really did. I think he did wonderful things.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I will give him kudos for that.
Yep, we agree on that. Thank you so much for the call. Good talking with you, Michael. It's a 735.
Getting ready to move? Crosstown Movers agent for Beacons Van Lines is Southern Oregon's trusted name for moving and storage with professional, friendly service and affordable rates for moving locally, statewide, or across the country. Crosstown Movers is your local Penske truck rental dealer with a huge selection of boxes and supplies. Crosstown Movers also has 20-foot outdoor mini storage units available for rent at 411 First Street in Medford. So when you're moving or just storing, save time and stress and check out crosstownmover.net for all of your moving and storage needs.
Have your taxes gotten off track? Just call Zach, CPA at First Response Resolution. Visit firstresponseirs.com today to see what Zach can do for you. First Response Resolution in Eagle Point is your first response to the IRS, defending your rights as a taxpayer.
Your smile is the key to your health and confidence. Do you know that it is possible in a single day to replace a mouthful of bad teeth or ill-fitting dentures with a beautiful implant-supported smile? For so many of my patients, this has been a life-changing experience. Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Johnson of Dental Excellence. I met a man in my office who came for a free consultation. He said to me, "Dr. Johnson, I quit going out to eat with my friends. I cover my mouth when I smile. I don't laugh out loud like I used to. I'm tired of all the denture adhesive and not tasting my food." Can you or someone you know relate to this man's story? I'm here to tell you that dental implants can solve your problems and give you a great reason to smile. Start now to regain your health and confidence. Come meet me and my amazing team. The consultation is free.
Call 541-779-6170 or visit MedfordDentalExcellence.com.
Dental Excellence, changing lives one smile at a time.
We've heard it all.
The kids, they dropped the cargo box on the hood.
A 3-car collision in the driveway? Yes, it's possible.
I suppose that's why they call it a learner's permit.
But the reason you need auto body repair doesn't matter to us as much as making your car look new again and the process easy for you. At Lithia Body and Paint, we've been getting Southern Oregon drivers back on the road since 1946. Speed, service, accuracy. That's Lithia Body and Paint on Bullock Road in Medford.
This is News Talk 106.3 KMED, and you're waking up with the Bill Myers Show.
Deplorable Patrick, you want to talk about drug companies this morning. We've been talking about insurance. Time for the other end of that, okay? What's up? Hello.
Good morning, Bill.
Morning, Patrick. How are you?
Deplorable Patrick here. Good morning. I'm really in a cheerful state of mind. I bring encouragement for you and Mike.
Okay.
The little few minutes ago, you said, well, the drug companies have to make money, too. And I just wanted to bring something that I'd heard back in when COVID had been going for like a year. And I heard that among Pfizer employees were 10 new billionaires in the first year. So that should encourage you and Mike.
Yeah. Also, I have to be fair, though, that given the remember, so much of what we're dealing with, the friction in the medical industrial complex, is due to the government friction imposed in the regulatory process. Because you do understand that to bring just your typical drug to market right now, Patrick, is in the neighborhood of $1 to $1.5 billion in numerous years. I mean, it's a lot of money. It really is. And that's imposed by the federal government. What do you think?
I think it's working out for the drug companies.
They don't seem to be complaining that much about it, in other words, right?
Well, that's right. And
if you're providing a vaccine, you have no liability for it, too. Isn't that great?
That's the best deal ever for them.
Yeah. So people are required to buy your product. All right. And then if they're hurt by that product, well, too bad, so sad. Well, then you go to vaccine court and then argue it out with the government, which has, what are you going to do? You know, the government will either approve you or not for a settlement.
I was hearing of some really horrific vaccine injuries, so-called, so much so I don't even want to talk about it.
Yeah.
And then nobody paid the price except the patient that was perhaps, well, I don't know if they were forced people. A lot of people wanted to take it.
Oh, yeah, I know. And a lot of people were forced to, like my nephew, who lives in Oregon, and has both of his physicians. He has two physicians here on it, working with some conditions that he's working through. And they said, yep, they have it right there in his medical work, in his medical records, damaged by the vaccines. And yet, I don't know if they're going to take it to the vaccine court. But his employer here in Southern Oregon required that he take the jab in order to keep his job. And so he's one of the people that were hurt by all that. Sure.
I can't sue the drug companies if I'm injured by a vaccine, but I'm blankety-blank well going to sue the people who forced me to take it, employer or whoever. That's my angle.
You're sticking to it. Okay.
Yes. If anybody comes at me with a needle, I will defend myself.
All right. Will do, my friend. Thank you very much, DP. 741. We'll check the rest of the news here in just a moment. Your calls and opinion also welcome. 770-5633. Have you had that kind of an experience here? Insurance, drugs, whatever? Let me know. We were talking about it on the health insurance side last hour, and we'll add some balance either way.
This holiday season, Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc. wants to extend a heartfelt thank you to all of their amazing customers. Your trust and support have made this year truly special. As everyone celebrates this joyous time, they want to wish you happy holidays and a happy new year filled with warmth, happiness, and prosperity. From the Westfall team to your home, thank you for choosing Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc. Visit them at StephenWestfallRoofingInc.com for all your roofing solutions.
Attention, Jackson County property owners. Get peace of mind with the new Property Recording Alert Service from your Jackson County Clerk's Office. This free service sends you same-day email alerts whenever documents are recorded in your name, so you can monitor your property records easily. It's fast, secure, and easy to register. Visit jacksoncountyor.gov/recorder and sign up today. Don't wait. Stay informed with same-day recording notifications.
News brought to you by Millett Construction, specializing in foundation repair and replacement. Get on solid ground. Visit MilletteConstruction.com.
From the KMED News Center, here's what's going on. A low-barrier homeless shelter is coming to Grants Pass after the city council approved a grant to fund it. The shelter will be located at 10th and 220 Redwood Highway. It's planned to accommodate about 100 people. The city will purchase the buildings at an appraisal price of $200,000 each, and the mobile integrative navigation team will be required to operate the shelter for 10 years. Commercial crab season opens December 16th on parts of the Oregon coast. The Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife says commercial crabbers will be able to start placing pots the 13th from Cape Falcon near Manzanita to the California border. Oregon is one of six states where federal regulators plan to roll out testing of raw milk to monitor for the spread of the bird flu in dairy cattle. The USDA ordered the new inspection process to contain and ultimately eliminate the virus. Bird flu has resulted in the deaths of millions of domestic birds and was first detected in dairy cows last March. Bill London, KMED News.
Getting ready to move? Crosstown Movers agent for Beacons Van Lines is Southern Oregon's trusted name for moving and storage, with professional, friendly service and affordable rates for moving locally, statewide, or across the country. Crosstown Movers is your local Penske truck rental dealer with a huge selection of boxes and supplies. Crosstown Movers also has 20-foot outdoor mini storage units available for rent at 411 First Street in Medford. So when you're moving or just storing, save time and stress and check out crosstownmover.net for all of your moving and storage needs.
If you're searching for a property with a well, don't make a decision without a well flow test from Siskiyou Pump Service. Well flow testing is necessary in assessing the performance and reliability of the system. Real estate lenders often require flow validation to ensure it meets their criteria. Siskiyou Pump Service, with over a half century of dedicated service in Southern Oregon, are your go-to experts for a comprehensive well flow test that provides crucial insights into capacity, yield, and functionality. Visit SiskiyouPump.com.
On a silent night, have you ever asked, "Do you hear what I hear?" as your house is settling? Millette Construction reminds you this holiday season that while you deck the halls, if you notice sloping floors and cracks in walls, that's a sign your home's foundation needs a gift too. Call Millette Construction, because all we want for Christmas is to level your house and repair the damage. Have yourself a merry level Christmas from Millette Construction. Visit MilletteConstruction.com.
Every carpenter wants to teach his son how to do carpentry, but daughters can build things too. So, when it comes to carpentry, tools, lumber, and building materials, remember that making the right choice is very important. And the right choice for lumber and other building materials is Hughes Lumber. At Hughes Lumber, they offer the best lumber at the best prices to all builders. Hughes Lumber, serving everyone on Crater Lake Highway.
Hi, this is Lisa, the Hughes Lumber Girl, and I'm on 106.7 KMED.
7:45, Miter Dave, you wanted to talk about you've never had miracle cures denied, but they have been delayed, right? You've had that experience, yeah. Right?
Yeah, I had a urology problem, and it took 5 months to find a specialist, a urologist, to take me, and I had to go all the way to the university of Davis in Sacramento.
Yeah.
And so, but it took 5 months because of other closer ones weren't taking the state health insurance down here, and so I felt that I was in agony for 5 months because of not being denied, but being delayed.
Yeah, and if someone won't take the coverage, it might as well not exist. You have insurance, but not actual treatment. That's one of the big complaints right now about many forms of coverage. Matt, you have a creative solution to some of this with when it comes to the drugs. And of course, you're a money guy, or at least you look at stocks and such. This is fascinating. Tell me your thought about some reform here. Go ahead.
Well, as I was listening to your interview, I thought, why not issue micro shares or partial shares of stock to the people who have to take the medications that are paying it, mm-hmm. and they could benefit. I'm looking at a chart of Eli Lilly, and they benefited greatly from their weight loss drug, a diabetic drug for weight loss. The stock went from about $350 at the beginning of 23. It went as high as $950
wow.
by summer of this year. So you can see that somebody could be well compensated by receiving even some shares if they're having to pay this.
If you're having to pay a big price for it, you should be then issued. Now, I would imagine, though, existing shareholders might not like that. They would look at that as diluting it, right? Diluting the value of stock.
It would dilute the shares. The other things you could do is you could issue warrants, which are still dilutive, but warrants are basically long-term options on the stock. They'd have an exercise price, much like an option would.
Uh-huh.
So you can say, okay, look, we'll give you five warrants for a year's worth of medication. with a exercise price at $500, and let's say the stock was trading at $350. So you wouldn't exercise those before it hit $500, but once it hit $500 and went above that, then you could exercise those for shares of stock at $500 would be your cost basis.
In other words, we would then share then in the profitability of a drug company that did good drugs, right? Fair enough?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I wanted to throw out one other idea. I just read an article, which I can send to you if you want me to, but it says even though the patents for drugs are 20 years, the actual effective protective value are 7 to 12 years for them to make their money. Maybe there's some kind of a compromise that can be struck where you extend the length of a patent and then hopefully they say, look, we'll give you 15 years on it, but you know, we need to see price decreases. So you basically work out something.
Yeah, so you do it longer. Now, that would make sense. That would actually be a wise thing, I think, to do. You stretch the payback because there are insane amounts of capital needed to come up with a really good drug and to bring it to market. And if you can pay it off over a longer time at perhaps a lower rate, not so bad then. Everybody wins. I like that idea. I really do. I'm putting you in charge. I'm putting you in charge, okay?
I'll take it.
All right. Thanks, Matt. Chris Walker, Jackson County Clerk, is here. Hello, Chris. Welcome to the show. Good to have you on. Good morning.
Hi, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for checking in here. I wanted to ask you a few questions about this property notification. I've heard these ads that have just started running this morning. I know you had a release coming out end of last week. And It's an interesting service that Jackson County is providing. Could you explain how this works, please?
Sure, and thanks for having me, Bill.
You bet.
First of all, we want to let our property owners know that we care about your ownership of your property. We want to make sure that when you record a deed and that it shows up in the tax and assessment system under your ownership, that it is the correct ownership. At the county level, though, we are limited in the clerk's office. When we get a document presented for recording, if it meets recording requirements, then we have the obligation to record that document.
I want to make that clear then that you are not a fact checker of documents that come in, right?
Yep, we do not take and verify for legal complacency. We are not attorneys and we're not a title company. And those are just things that we do not do at the recorder's office level because we do get people come in on occasion and say, well, why didn't you verify my legal description or why didn't you verify that document was done legally correct, and that's not what we do. We don't provide legal services,
but
we do record documents to make sure that they constructive notice is scanned within the public record.
All right. Now, what this means then is that if we sign up with the county, this is something you have to sign up with, and it's just Jackson County in Oregon that's providing this so far? You just started this, right? Or
right now, we're really proud, and with support of the Board of Commissioners, we provide this service first in the state of Oregon. Once again, we were first to electronic record, and once again, Jackson County leading the way for the whole state in providing this really essential service to the public.
And what this means, if you sign up, though, that if somebody records a document connected with your property, right, and under the names of, you know, that are on your deed, let's say as an example, you'll just get a notification that, hey, someone has recorded or some organization or some financial institution or whatever it is has recorded something on your property. Now, that
not necessarily on your property. Keep in mind, it's the when you register your account, first you have to go in, click the link, either go to jacksoncountyor.gov/recorder, recorder. It'll take you right to the sign up page. You get yourself signed up. You have to create a profile first. When you insert your email, it will automatically send you a link to your email address to ensure that you are, you know, it's going to the proper email.
That's legit.
Address.
Sure. Okay.
Then you verify that email. But keep in mind, the second piece of that is that you have to go back in, sign into the system, and then add the names that you want to monitor for your property. Because keep in mind, you could have an LLC. You could have your property in trust, or you could just have it vested just under your name. So you want to make sure to go in and add those names that you want to get recording notification to your email in.
Now, as a matter of practicality, now I'm going to raise an issue. If you listen to talk radio enough, you will hear various talk show hosts talk about title lock services. Right? This is not a title lock service. But in some ways, if people were notified, if someone was trying to record something under your name, et cetera, that would be very helpful for a lot of people, right? If someone was trying to perform hinky, you at least have some notice of it. Would that be a fair way of how this could be useful for people?
Absolutely. And we want to be very careful to not sell this as fraud prevention. It is post-recording notification. Now, that being said, it acts similar to what the purported title lock companies have, except for there is no legal component to it, which something does get recorded. They may go one step further to these private companies to assist you in getting all those documents.
Yeah, yeah. If someone was messing with your property, then you're still going to have to get this untangled, but at least you know something's going on, right?
Correct, and that you're getting a notification, and 99.9, almost 100% of the time, it's a legitimate document. You could have bought or sold property. You could have recorded an easement. You could have paid off a loan or taken out a loan. But what it does, it gives you peace of mind to say, hey, something was recorded in this name. And the great part about the system is in that email that it sends to you, you have a link that will take you right to that document in the digital research room, which is a county product through our recording suite and our assessment taxation suite. It'll take you right to that document, and it'll bring you up a watermark copy of what was recorded so that you can easily see that in the comfort of your own home. And if something does look nefarious or you think that is not correct, you can then follow up. You can either purchase a copy of that document or call our office, and we'll be more than happy to assist you and answer questions about that recording for you.
You know, Chris, what I see...
Really important service.
Yeah, this is an important service. I think this is going to be a growing trend here. What I like about mm-hmm. this reminds me very much of... I'm at this point now where I've had enough problems with online fraud with credit cards over the years that I've gone to all sorts of taking secure ways that I'm always aware of what they're doing. Anytime anything, whether it's $1 or $1,000, gets charged to my accounts, mm-hmm. I get text messaged and I get emails from the financial institutions, all of them, right? And let me tell you,
I do as well, Bill.
It's yes, very helpful. And even if you just find out that that all of a sudden, oh, okay, all right, this is good, this is legit, wait a minute, I didn't buy anything from this company, and then you at least are able to know right away rather than the bad people just having the jump on you and you just have no clue of what's going on.
It's similar to that, absolutely,
yeah.
Bill. And you know what really set it off in my mind is we've been talking about it in Clerks Professional Associations for quite some time now. Mm-hmm. And what really resonated with me is when I heard about in Memphis, where a group after Lisa Marie's death, Presley, went and actually tried to foreclose on Graceland.
They foreclosed on the King's house, right?
It just let me know that, wow, if they tried to, if this can happen in such an important historic monument, such as, you know, at least in American history, Graceland, that it could happen to any of our property owners. So we need to do something. And about 4 or 5 years ago, we went to our land records management system business partner and said, hey, this is something us county clerks are interested in. And I think that a year and a half, 2 years ago, when that happened, really said, we have got to do something to get this service provided for our property owners here in Jackson County and around the state of Oregon. I think you'll see other counties will roll it out right away as well. But again, really proud that we were able to offer this service to our property owners, because we get calls, you know, not frequently, but on occasion. And so it became really aware, hey, we need to do something about this. So.
Chris, good job. Glad to hear this. And how could listeners then get their profile? You just have to go to the county website, but go ahead and give me the address, and I'll post it too, for sure.
Sure. It's Jackson County, all spelled out, OR.gov, G-O-V, mm-hmm. and a backslash recorder. Now, keep in mind, you may see social media ads that you can click the link in those social media ads. We're doing ads on 106.3 right now. Radio ads. I heard them this morning while I was listening to your program, waiting for this interview. Or you can go to the county website, and that recorder link will take you right to that homepage. just click in there. It also has frequently asked questions. It explains what it does and what it doesn't do. And you can also just call our office and ask us questions, too, or come into the office. We're creating a flyer to give away at the front counter so that people can take that home and set that up in the leisure of their own home. So
I think it's
don't hesitate to reach out.
Yeah, it's a well worth the service there. Thank you so much for checking in this morning, explaining that a bit longer. And we'll get all the information up. We'll have you back as always, Chris. You take care. Thank
Great.
You.
Thank you, Bill. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Jackson County Clerk Chris Walker, 758. If you are on hold, I will get right back with you. Now, this is the Bill Myers Show on KMED and KBXG.
The Outdoor Report is every Friday morning just past 7 a.m. on the Bill Myers Show. The Outdoor Report on KMED and the Jukebox 99.3 covers recreational opportunities and is powered by Oregon Truck and Auto Authority, your department of adventure, off Vilas Road on Airway Drive.
Rule number one, if you're looking to sell a home, choose a local real estate agent. Hey, it's Lars. And why? It starts with an overall knowledge of the area. But even more importantly, a local agent is a friend and neighbor who cares about the community just as much as you do. In the Medford area, that'd be my good friend Jared Hokanson of Hokanson Realty. Jared's a native of the Pacific Northwest, and his wife Colette is a former Oregon Young Mother of the Year. The Hokansons love Southern Oregon so much, they decided to raise their family there. If you're thinking of selling, Jared Hokanson guarantees to sell your home. And if he can't get it sold at a price and deadline you both agreed to, Jared will buy it himself. Some restrictions do apply. Find out what your property is worth for free and instantly. 541-772-SOLD.com. Call Jared today at 541-772-SOLD. That's 541-772-7653. Jared Hokanson of Hokanson Realty.
Everyone deserves a fast and reliable connection, one that helps better their everyday through the things they value most: friends and family, education and career. A connection that opens pathways to opportunity and builds roads to a better future. At Spectrum, we're committed to delivering just that every single day. Because with the right connection, anything is possible. That's Life Unlimited. That's Spectrum.
Changing weather norms means changes to water quality. Be sure your drinking water is safe. The highs and lows of water levels, increasing cases of contamination, and land use changes can all impact your water quality. The only way to know if your water is safe is to have it tested. Call on Grants Pass Water Lab for fast service, help understanding your results, and affordable pricing. You'll find them online at gpwaterlab.com. Independent and serving the Rogue Valley for more than 40 years.
This is News Talk 106.3 KMED, and you're waking up with the Bill Myers Show.
Wild Sam and Steve, I'm so glad you made it to the party this morning. What are you thinking, huh?
Okay, so you've been talking about private health insurance that
Yes.
you buy or is provided through a company.
Yes.
I'd like to extend that to Medicare, because Medicare is a whole nother animal.
Yeah, and so, what is it that... that you say is a whole other animal, though, maybe?
Well, okay, you're actually buying insurance that's determined by Medicare. So you buy a supplement, mm-hmm. you know, Medicare Part A and Part B, hospital, and then your doctor's part. But the care you get is actually set by Medicare, because everything that happens has to go through Medicare for approval.
Is that kind of corrupt in your view, or what are you alluding to?
Well, it's circuitous, and the rules are hard to understand, and you never know that you've gotten outside of what they approve until they don't approve something.
Now, that's an interesting take. That's an interesting take on that.
Yeah.
And it seems to go against everything that even Oregon state law is against. There is a provision that says that laws and regulations and rules and things like that should be understandable by the common person. But there's nothing about Medicare that's that way, right?
Absolutely. An example of this is my wife has been on an insulin pump. She's diabetic. She's
yeah.
been on an insulin pump for 4.5 years. And so every time there's a change and I don't even know how we got this screwed up, but the insulin pump requires that you replace the insulin reservoir and the catheter and infusion set every 3 days, basically.
Okay, yeah.
So you have to get a month's supply, which is I don't even know how many there is, but there's you get this under Medicare Part B because it's durable medical goods. Now I'm telling you stuff that makes your eyeballs roll back in your head, but when you're trying to deal with it, you got to figure this stuff out. So in order to qualify for an insulin pump, you have to meet certain requirements, including some blood tests. Okay, so we ran into one of these trip things that she had to get new blood tests done, and she failed one of the blood tests. So Medicare is saying she doesn't qualify for the supplies for her insulin pump. And after talking to her doctor and a bunch of other people, I found out that the insulin pump helps her body to be more normal, and one of the tests shows that her pancreas is producing insulin, and enough that they don't say she needs the insulin pump.
Oh, so one of the to have the pump, you have to have abnormal thing, but the pump helps you behave normally, and so then you fail the test. Wow.
Yes. Well, that's just an example. I mean, I've run into... So we're getting up in years, and trying to deal with this stuff is not easy. You spend hours on the phone because you have to talk to the insurance company. Then you maybe have to talk to Medicare, and you have to wheedle through the information that they get you to find out what specific thing it is that's causing a problem, and then you have to figure out a way. Now, the doctor said that the test that caused the problem, which is called a C-peptide test, is good for 10 years or something. So she's just submitted an older test, and I'm waiting to find out if the third-party supplier, because so the insulin pump is made by one outfit, there's a third party that supplies the supplies for it. They have to go to Medicare to get approval to pay for these supplies. Now, it's not a terrible expense. That is $113. I already bought 1 month. And, you know, I'm trying to sort through this stuff, but they just wear you down.
Yeah. And so the Fed wears you down. The private insurance weighs you down. Everybody wears. Well, but, you know, what this indicates, though, is that as we age, we better have advocates on our side. Right? There better be someone.
That is absolutely the case. And if I was not able to deal with this and, you know, have the time, you know, the good news is when you're old, you're probably not working, so you have some time to deal with stuff. But, I mean, you just want to throw the phone sometimes. You run into these things, you can't get there from here, you know. The insurance company will say, well, this is the Medicare rules. And you go, well, wait a minute. You know, it's working. The pump is making her more healthy.
But then because she's healthier, she fails the test to have the pump. Duh. All right. Duh. I get it. All right. Boy, thanks for explaining.
Just an example.
Yeah, just that's a good example. Good example. Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah, but it would be kind of like if you broke your leg, right, and Medicare says, okay, here's your cast, and then you're able to walk around, and one of the tests to get a cast was if you couldn't walk, and then you have your cast on and you're walking around, and then, well, we got to take the cast off. You don't deserve a cast now because you're able to walk. Wait a minute. You know? Oh, that's wild, Steve. Well, that's why we call you Wild Salmon, okay? This is KMED, KMED HD1, Eagle Point, Medford, KBXG, Grants Pass.
Johnson Builders is the leading authority of...